Urban and rural life collide this weekend as the Collingwood Agriculture Society presents the 166th Annual Great Northern Exhibition, GNE. 2022 was a banner year for the GNE after having been shut down due to COVID for the previous 2 years. Last year had its challenges from which we all learned, and we have made improvements in those areas and more in the 2023 fair, said the GNE president Darlene Garrett. The fair kicked off on Friday morning and will run until 4 p.m. on Sunday at 2220 Fairgrounds Road in Clearview. Along with the fair's main attraction, the Midway, the event also showcases a myriad of competitions from best-grown vegetables and flowers to quilting, needlecraft, canning, baking and arts and crafts. Throughout the weekend, the fair will offer demonstrations and showcases from almost every farm sector, including dairy and beef cows, poultry and waterfowl, miniature horses, sheep and English and Western horse shows. We want to promote agriculture and let people know what it is all about. We want the attendees to get a good understanding of where their food comes from and who it is that is growing and producing that food, said Joanne Gregson, past president and chair of the admissions committee for the GNE. Gregson suggests the fair has something for everyone. For the youngest attendees, the petting zoo and pony rides are a big hit, to the demolition derby, 1 p.m. on Sunday, which is always sure to draw a crowd. We try to bring in new entertainment every year, but we also bring back fan favorites like Amazing Jay Fire Juggler, she said. Event organizers say this year's numbers for both exhibitors and attendees are slowly growing back to pre-pandemic levels. It is going to take a few years for us to get back to the exhibitor numbers we had before the pandemic, but we are getting there, Gregson said, adding that attracting and retaining volunteers is really one of the biggest challenges for the event. A lot of our really dedicated volunteers are past the age of doing it now. But, it is a great opportunity for school kids to get their volunteer hours. We would love to work with the schools as well to help us promote those opportunities, she said. For more information on the GNE and a full schedule of events, visit greatnorthernex.com.